morning. Today is Thursday, November the 5th, 336th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Hey, guy. Good, good. Are you a turkey guy or a ham guy? We're doing an informal poll this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Both. How's that?
You do both? For Thanksgiving?
No.
Oh.
Turkey.
Okay. Yeah, that's where we are.
I like too. Both. But.
I just never figured out ham. I mean, I like pork.
Yeah.
But not ham.
Gee.
Well, I put it in soup, cut it up. But I mean, the big slabs of...
You're a picky guy. Yeah.
I'm discerning. I don't go to the trough, any old trough. I go to the trough.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Our quote this morning from Tom Landry, football player, Dallas Cowboy coach. Right. Leadership is getting someone to do what they won't want to do, to achieve what they do want to achieve.
Very good.
Yeah. I would imagine training and all that kind of stuff goes into that. What in the world is going on around here? You know, if you're 18 and female, you decide you want to see how far you can go avoiding a cop at 100 miles an hour plus?
Yeah.
If you're homeless, you want to shoot somebody just to see if you can do that, but you're not going to tell anybody, and nobody's going to tell anybody about what and who you are. The knifings, this goofy thing in your... we sound as bad as anybody in the country.
Well, I mean, you look at it statistically with our population base, we are. And in some cases, we may be worse. It's a societal thing that has come full circle around back to us. It's the same issue I have in southern Humboldt and other predominant growing areas of the county. You know, people are upset with, and they call them trimmigrants. They know what they're there for, but yet they're upset that they're there. The industry's bringing them there. So, you know, we have somewhat nurtured this attitude within the county, and now we're trying to turn it around. And it's a hard boat to turn, I think. There are some strides being made. You know, we're working on it. But it's turning around a whole cultural belief set, I guess.
I'm glad you didn't say it's something we had been cultivating.
I avoided that word.
Oh, good. Far better than I couldn't resist. So with something like that, Mike, and the attractants continuing to attract. Now, whether it's the individuals that are here or third-hand, fourth-hand, fifth-hand knowledge and people going out and disseminating the information, where do you see this thing going?
I mean, well,
forget or set aside the legalization part. The county, you know, economic development is, I'll say, weak at this point. Mm-hmm. There's nobody who's the marketer for Humboldt County other than to the tourist community. And that's, you know, one voice out there in the wilderness instead of everybody saying the same thing.
Right.
How do you turn this so that we don't become or maintain or grow as being the Mecca for?
Well, that's a big question, Brian. You know, I think there's a number of things that enter into that. You know, one thing that's happening is we have a population here that is now waking up to the fact that these issues are really in their face and they have to do something about it. So we're getting backing of the people that live here.
So urgency now is in play.
I believe so.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back Talking Shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Talk Shop presented this morning by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Mike, so we got this situation here where maybe we could say the chickens have come home to roost.
Okay.
With the positioning of Humboldt County as the center of the Emerald Triangle, the place to go if you are inclined in that lifestyle, if you're inclined in that industry, if you are looking for seasonal, quick compensation, cash-based remuneration,
well, sure,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, so if you really aren't that motivated and you want a part-time job that pays like 3 full-time wages, okay. So how do you start chipping away at that? How do you, what do you see as the downside if the county ever did decide to start anti-marketing instead of allowing this industry to present us and to yield the results we've been getting? What would you suggest are the ways that we could start saying, you know, here's a reality check, boom, here's a reality check?
Well,
to
you
the
know,
individual,
I think it's education of the public also. You know, I did a interview with Sports Illustrated last week.
Not the Speedo picture.
No.
Okay, that's good. That one didn't come up. Good, okay.
But they're doing a story regarding the impact of marijuana on the sports industry, starting with, you know, from high school. And they wanted to come out here and do some interviews and do some checking around to kind of fortify their article because of, you know, past sports stars who had come from this area and still had some hand in the industry. One thing I pointed out to him, I said, so you've been to some of the schools and seen some of the sports programs that are going on or not going on. Well, yeah. And I said, well, wouldn't you think? I said, what'd you think of South Fork High School? Well, it's in disrepair. It needs a lot of loving, you know, loving care to it. You know, it needs to be painted. Walls, the paint's chipping. You know, a lot of problems down there. And I said, and their sports programs. He said, yeah, it seemed to be on the lower end. I said, here you have an area that is flush in proceeds from an industry, a quiet behind the scenes industry. Why is that? I mean, why isn't that area more have more money to deal with these youth programs and high schools and schools when we know that there's a large influx of cash that goes through there every year? There's large amounts of money being made there. I think it's going to come down to the people of Humboldt County saying, you know, enough is enough. We've had this industry here for 40 years, but what has it really given back to the community other than made it us very notoriable, if that's the right word, throughout the country as being the top. I'm not saying second tier. We are the top producer of marijuana in the country. So I've been banging this drum for years. There's got to be some sense made out of this industry that's there that is really not doing anything for the community. You know, there are people that are trying to legitimize the industry and make it more legitimate in the eyes of the public and pay their fair share and that type of thing, but we haven't gotten there yet. I keep hearing talk about how failed some of these programs are in Colorado and Washington. I don't think it's the rose-colored glasses effect there at all. I think there are people that are looking at what's happened there and are not happy with it.
So what do you hear? Because when I mentioned that to some of the supervisors and some other folks, oh, no, it's exceeding expectations. The gross and down and down.
Well, exceeding expectations as far as the money coming into the coffers probably, but what is it doing to the states themselves? I'm hearing that people aren't as happy as they thought they would be with this new marijuana issue. Either we go all the way in or we go all the way out. I mean, this, and I've always banged this drum, this halfway in between is not working. It doesn't work. It's a greed driven industry right now. It is a greed driven industry. Bottom line. I don't know how anyone could dispute that. Again, there are those, and I've talked to those that are really interested in legitimizing it. I salute them. I think it's a great idea, but there's a far larger number who do not want any type of laxing of the laws on marijuana because it's too lucrative. There's too much money involved. That's why was it 19 or whatever it was a few years ago? I can't remember it now. Where they tried the legalization a few years ago, it failed in California. And here we are looking at possibly it coming back. Look what happened in Ohio. I mean, they thought that was a sure thing. They were already lining up to get their permits to become the producers and suppliers for marijuana in Ohio. Ohio defeated it. It went down. And I think it went down substantially.
So as you look at some of the positioning that's going on now by the county, by those in the county making these presumptions to try to develop more activity or distribution channels and things of that nature. Are we ready for that?
For that industry to come out of the darkness?
Yeah.
I don't think we're ready yet. I think we could be at some point, but we have a long ways to go. I know the county has been working and continues to work on different ordinances dealing with inside and outdoor marijuana production. I you know, that is a continuing thing that's been going on for years. But I don't think I don't see us in a position yet to really be able to fully embrace this industry and to legitimize it and to make it fruitful for everybody that needs to make it fruitful for.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with
celebrity
law enforcement guy. Hey, you know, how many sheriffs get interviewed by Sports Illustrated?
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a long list, was it? It may not even be in a category at this point.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So what was their impression? Because I'm sure they must have seen more than just South Fork.
Right.
Were they looking for supporting arguments for what they had already kind of arrived at, or was this the initial stage in the fact-finding, wondering what did use in the high schools,
right,
and the parents and the communities and what that impacts were?
This is kind of an offshoot of the main article. The main article deals with professional football, that type of thing. But this was
the drug culture within
the
NFL.
But this was a sort of a side note that they decided, let's develop this a little bit and see how this – interacts or coincides with what's going on in professional sports. So that's why they were here.
Had they pictured or pointed out the guys from our area that have played pro sports in the last little bit?
There was some talk of that.
And leveraged that, like the Orges and then Maluga and,
Neiman and some of those guys? Those names weren't brought up. But obviously they are sports figures that came from this area. But I think they were keeping a little close to the cuff on exactly what they were going to be reporting on when this comes out.
Well, this might be more the drug pushers that are buying and then selling.
Could be.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys from the hood, so to speak.
Well,
from Humboldt County.
Could be. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You like that answer, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, though, the lobotomy kicked in real easy, though, too. Huh? That must have been an interesting call to take.
He actually came to my office.
Just popped in?
No, he called me and said he wanted to talk to me, but he was in the county. He'd been here once before, and he came back, and we sat in my office and talked for probably an hour.
What were his observations?
Pretty much like we talked about a minute ago. I mean, he was he's surprised at the area. So it's a beautiful area. I said, yeah, everyone says that. It is. He was surprised at the secret industry that we have here, the commercial industry.
What secret?
Secret in the sense that it's hard to get people to talk to you if you're coming from an outsider coming in. He was surprised at the sports programs and the lack thereof, and the lack of equipment and the lack of support. He felt if truly the industry is as big as it is, there would be more to it. You know, I also shared with him, I said a number of years ago, Jennifer Budwig did a thesis on
the study.
Right, the study, yeah. and I work with her on that, and I put together some of her study with some of my presentation. I gave it to him so he'd have an idea of what we're talking about as far as the financial end of this industry in Humboldt County. So he said that was pretty eye-opening to see, and again, that's all based upon what we believe is going on. I think if you took a dart and threw it at the dartboard, I think Jennifer did a pretty good job of getting close to the bullseye with what she put together. So I think that was a pretty clear reflection of what's going on here.
It's funny, as you were talking about that and this fellow's impression, you know, even though there is so much cash, not like it stays, we really are almost an impoverished
right.
area.
Mm-hmm.
With all this money swirling but never landing.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what his reporting or representation
All you have to look at, and we're just scraping the tip of the iceberg, is look at the seizures that our drug task force and my drug enforcement unit have taken off in the last year.
How about last week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, last week.
We don't have to go back too far.
How about just the other day, $30,000, and it was not marijuana related. This was methamphetamine and heroin. We took off another $30,000. Prior to that, we're looking at $2 million just this last year. I mean, and that's just scraping the tip of the iceberg of the money that's flowing in our community that never lands to help. Well, I shouldn't say never. There is some money that goes to good works. I'm not going to say it's not, but there's a lot of money flowing around out there. I mean, everyone knows that a guy or gal will come in with a wad of roll of money in their hand. I mean, it's no secret that especially Southern Humboldt people pay for most everything in cash, and there's a lot of people in that area that are trying to change that perception, but it's a hard thing to change.
Well, it's tough, as you said, when it's so ingrained in the cultures.
Right.
Of our area.
Mm-hmm.
So, when are you going to be on the? When's that article supposed to come out?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking probably in the next month or so.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be having people ask you for your autograph.
Well, I think there's a picture of me throwing a football or something in it.
You think?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, good. You know, at least they didn't give you a baseball or something. You could
well, get, I wouldn't be able to throw that.
You could get hurt with, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to throw that.
Yeah. Give them a hockey puck and see how long it takes before the barbecue doesn't work.
There you go.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46, final segment of this morning's show with Mike Downey. Mike, another Eel River Mike, was okay. Talking about on Community Comment this morning, right. Some of the extracurricular activities along the River Bar. Yeah, at Fernbridge and Ferndale. Right. What comments do you have about that?
Well, you know, it has become more and more of a problem. You know, I spoke in front of the board on Tuesday about this issue. I said, you cannot compare what's going on in the River Bar now to, say, 10 years ago when it was somewhat under control. I mean, now we have a lot of people going down there every weekend or sometimes during the week and shooting, and they're abusing that privilege by not cleaning up their mess, by being very excessive about it. Another thing is this tannerite compound that's out there now.
A what?
Tannerite. It's a compound that's used for. It was developed for long distance shooters, so that long distance shooters could tell when they hit their target. It's a compound that has two parts to it that are, when they're mixed together, it's an explosive device.
Oh, so you can see.
Yeah, when you hit it, you can see it blows up. And it was like I say, developed for long distance shooters, so those that are shooting out 400, 500, 600 yards or long or more could tell when they hit their target.
Like sniper guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's for sale in Humboldt County. There are some communities that have actually outlawed it for sale. So what happens is people are taking these things out and they're shooting them in at short distances, and they make large explosions, large bangs, and it's really made the problem much worse than it ever was.
So for the plunker, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But just the magnitude of how many?
Right. And some people have even abused that. I mean, there's videos online, if you look it up, where people have taken in old cars and shoved it full of this tannerite and blown it up, and it just blows the car to heck. I mean, it's
like movie time?
Yeah.
Kind of stuff?
Yeah. It's unbelievable how potent it is and how explosive it is. And we've tried to deal with this issue as to the legality of it, and as long as it's always sold in two components, you know, one container, but it's separated, so that when it's in that state, it's not illegal to possess. It's when you mix it. So when people take it out to shoot it, at that point, when it is mixed, it becomes an explosive component.
Is it stable or is it unstable once it's mixed?
I think it's fairly stable once it's mixed, but again, once it's shot, I think that's the makes it explode.
If somebody trips and falls and it hits the floor, it's not going
to. I don't think it'll go off. I'm not 100% sure of that. I don't know if you mixed it and threw it out, you know, 100 yards or like a football.
Yeah, back like to your football. Okay,
yeah, threw it out and it would explode. I don't know, but that is really. Exacerbated the whole issue because this is a loud component. People have talked about, gee, our house feels like it got rocked off the foundation by this explosion, and it is. And dairymen have complained about, especially out in that Eel River Valley area, about their cows being frightened by the explosion, and people have actually lost livestock because of it. So it is a component that has been abused. It was designed for one purpose. There are those, not everybody, but there are those that are using it for another purpose. So it's been abused, and it's ruining it for everyone else.
That'll be interesting to see how that develops, huh?
Yes.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Speedo, I don't think so. Join us tomorrow morning for more time. I hope not. You betcha. See you tomorrow.